Wild Animal Park, San Diego Wild Animal Park, and there's Marilyn in front of some flowers and stuff. Okay, here we go. I think they're peeled up or something. I'm not sure.
Tell us a big picture of a sign.
Oh, I know how to get in
little guy here. One of these, they say, stays up and watches all the other guys on the bottom. Cute little old guy. Three of them down there. Mallard ducks too. They can sure fly. I sure miss our little duck. We got us a male, we probably would have kept him. Yeah. Yeah, look at me here. Look at me.
He's got green feet.
Yeah, green feet on him. He's cute. Mm-hmm. Goat's over there.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a name.
Mm-mm. Drying out.
Looks like it lost left feathers there.
Uh-huh. Aren't they pretty?
Mm-hmm.
They are really pretty. Little things.
They're really unusual, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Pretty tame, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Walk out by us here. Oh, anymore. See you there. Yeah. Here comes one right at you here.
Yeah.
Looking around. Look at the little guy. Yeah. This is a little buck deer right here. Yeah, he's a little buck deer. Let me get a picture of you right here like this.
Yeah, I'm not
stupid.
I know where the kid is.
You are a pretty baby.
Hi guys. Hi guys. Are you bashful?
What is it? 50 cents for a little food?
Huh?
50 cents for a little food. Should I get them out?
Mm-hmm. If you want to.
Get them out. They'll know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hi, buddy. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of me? Are you? Hmm? You don't have to be afraid of me. No.
Pretty color, isn't it?
Yeah. A big handful? Did it? They're all excited, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Here's a little bar.
They're going to really like you now. Making Chewy's food up real well now. Do you hear me?
Huh?
Callie's making Chewy's food up real.
I'll go over here. Over there, too.
Yeah.
We're full. We don't want any more.
Oh, you like this then?
That one's cute, isn't it?
We got it.
I smell food. I would bother to smell.
She's running. Look at that one.
I bumped it off, I think. I don't think I got part of that. I don't think I got all of it. Bamboo up there.
Look at those butterflies too. Before we gotta go back to this
Do you remember what happened here in Australia? What big event in Australia?
Hey, good morning, everybody. You ready to go? Welcome to. Just going to ask that you please hold on to the station railing. Don't stand on the seat. Wait a minute, Elton's going to soak your head. We've got a couple of elephants there. These are some of our ancient elephants. And the elephant is the largest of all land mammals. So we should see some more here in just a moment. We'll have more Asian elephants down below us on the right and African elephants up above us on the left. Now, our elephants here range in size from about 9,000 pounds up to almost 20,000 pounds. There's a couple of the African girls up on the left. Now, there's some differences between the two types of elephants. Okay, the African elephant is much larger than the Asian elephant. And those females up there on the right or on the left have a visible tusk, which the girls down here on the right, they have a tusk. They just don't extend past their upper lip. The most amazing thing about an elephant has got to be that trunk. Those trunks have over 100,000 muscles in it. That means they can pick up anything from the size of a dime to 1 ton long. And every day at 12 and 3 down here, we do a training demonstration. So if you want to come down and see some of the behaviors they can do, come on and check it out. And you might even see them swimming because they do love to swim. And elephants have been seen swimming up to 20 miles offshore. Now they can do that because they're very buoyant. They have a lot of air pockets in their bones. Yeah, some of the bones, they'd be too heavy to move. But over here also on our left, we have an African elephant wannabe. The California mule deer. Now, we'll see more mule deer probably out here. And if we do, it's okay. They're not as kinky as from anywhere. They're native. So it's no big deal if we see those. See, East Africa. In East Africa, it is our largest exhibit here at the park at 9,780.
What's that way over there?
We've got some trophy out there. We've got rhinos out there somewhere. There's giraffes. There's wildebeest all the way out there by the palm trees. Looks like a couple water bucket out there, too. We'll see all sorts of things there. Now, if you go to what traditional zoo, they have a whole bunch of small lions on the left. A little bit of a problem because of the rain. But, you know, tigers actually like lush, dense undergrowth like that. Gives you better places to hide so you can pick up other predators. A lot of times you just have to come out there and spend some time actually looking to see if you can find them. Lions out there yet? Anybody down below us? Because sometimes lions like to hide right below. Well, there's Transvaal lions over there if you find them. Now, you can come back out here again, like I said, along the Kilimanjaro Safari Walk and spend some time out here. You can also go up there to Condor Ridge, which is up there above the lion exhibit. That's where we have the California condors, bighorn sheep, white-footed ferrets, Ocelotl falcons, things like that. And the California condor is the largest vulture in North America with a wingspan of over 9 feet. So I think that would probably be your best bet, is just come out here and walk around and see where to find that. Oh, yep. Find the basket behind the palm tree. One's on the right. And we do have most of the best animal in the park right here. We have some cave buffalo.
And the Cape buffalo is actually ranked number 2 in Africa for the causing of the most human deaths, right behind the hippo.
Wow.
They're very aggressive. Now, the reason they're so aggressive is they've been so severely overhunted over the years. And this is a true buffalo. So what we used to call a buffalo is really a bison. And I know they look more like cows. That is a characteristic of the buffalo. There's a baby down here just 5 months old. But there's a couple of rhinos later right out there down the road, too. So there are southern white rhinos that ate the people here at the park. Now there's also 3 of them out there in the dirt. The southern white rhino is the symbol here at the park. And when we opened in 1972, we started out with a class of 20. Now, when you have a group of rhinos, they are called traps for very obvious reasons, because they can only see 30 feet, but they can run 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
So by the time they figure out what they're trying to do, they run it over. There are some warthogs out there sniffing around.
What's those smell looking here? What's this?
Then they just went down in the gully chasing it. Gazelle. All sorts of things. Now over here on the left we have zebras. These are grubby zebras. They are the largest of the zebra species with the smallest stripes. Now no two zebras have the same stripe pattern, just like no two humans have the same fingerprint. So researchers, when they're studying the zebra, will take a picture of their rumps and compare their stripes. Okay, let's face it. You look at those rerouns long enough, you're going to go cross-eyed. But those stripes are really good defense mechanisms, because when they run in a group, you cannot pick out the outline of just one. And they're up here separate from everybody else because they are very aggressive and used to try and beat everybody else up. But now we're coming into Asian Plains down here below us. We have the largest and the smallest animal in the exhibit.
Rhinos!
Yeah, we got some rhinos right here. These are Indian rhinos, or great one-horned rhinoceros. Now, these rhinos can stand up to 6.5 feet at the shoulder and weigh over 7,000 pounds. Look at those here, man. Don't they have character? Yeah. Big stretch. Okay, going on? Good morning.
Morning, Ginda.
Don't even talk to me yet. I haven't eaten breakfast. Now, they look like they have armor on. It's not. It's just folds of skin. And if you picked up one of those folds of skin, it'd be very soft, pink, delicate skin underneath. Now, the rhino is the largest animal in the exhibit. The gazelles that went running by over there, those are the smallest. And they can get up to about 50 pounds. Females, maybe 40 pounds. But they can run at speeds of over 60 miles an hour. So, okay, that's it. But now the gazelles, they have to run so fast because basically when you're that small, you're snack size. But the females are amazing too because they can give birth to 2 5-pound babies at a time. See, that would be the same as a 100-pound woman giving birth to a 25-pound baby. I am seriously thinking not in this lifetime. But then again, I also know I'm never going to see 100 pounds again, so I really don't want to think about what it would be. It goes right on up the unseen scale there. Now, the shaggy deer that are right here next closest to us on the at the feeder, those are called sandbar. But the other bigger shaggy ones with the white rump patches are called elk. They're Russian elk, or also called wapiti. And wapiti is a Native American word that means white. You have that white rump patch. We'll find more rhinos as we go. We've got 13 of them.
What's that black thing, Mama?
So the largest antelope of India hides right down there in the dirt. That's called a doom guy. That's one of our males. Now, the golden deer, shaggy girls, standing out here. Those are Indian Bodhisattva or swamp deer. Okay, here we go. More rhinos. Now, it's really hard to tell with these animals. Like, oh, thank you. But it's hard to tell, but the big female there does stand over 6.5 feet tall at the shoulder. And she does weigh more than 7,000 pounds. Amazing. Now we do have some big brown cows coming up here too. These are called Indian Gaur. And the Gaur is the largest of the wild cattle. The males can stand Oh, just about 7 feet at the shoulder and weigh over 2,000 pounds. Now, it's really kind of interesting. It's close to 90% of the couple's lives. Not something you expect to see when you first see a cow with blue eyes. There's a spotted deer out there across the grass called Indian Axis deer. And they are true spotted deer because they do keep their spots all their life.
Over here!
Coming up here on your left. Up here by the shade structure, we have what are called Somali wild ass. Yep, they're not a party animal. That's not what it is named. But they are from Somali, critically endangered. There's only about 60 in the world today. And the next ones that we're very proud of over here on the left, they're called Arabian oryx. Now, in 1962, there was a world breeding group of nine. And when we opened in 72, we got six of those animals. Since then, we've had over 270 born here. So we have released them back into the wild. They're now guarded by the Bedouin tribesmen of Oman. But now get a good look at one of them in profile as we go by. It looks like they only have one horn on the side. That's the origins of the unicorn legend. Those horns make pretty good built-in back scratchers, too.
It's too, Mom.
Okay, now, if we're lucky, we're going to see some baby rhinos right up here. Now, the first one here is 8 weeks old. His name is Jetta. Got Mom Jamia. Well, there's Jamia. Where's Jetta? Probably on the other side. She's worse. Now, at one point in history, though, we had over 100 different species of rhinos. They were down to 5. Here at the park, we do have 3 different species plus 1 subspecies. So I'm going to try and show you 4 different types of rhinos. One of them, the horn is made up of a protein called keratin. Now, keratin is the exact same thing that makes up your hair and fingernails. So you know if you have a headache, upset stomach, anything like that, you don't put chomps on your fingernails, it's going to get it. If it did, everybody would be falling for something else. Okay, it doesn't work. So it's got the mammal. It gets over 7,000 pounds. It can be killed for a horn that can weigh less than 10 pounds. But those horns are going to be over 32,000 pounds on the black market. Super chill stuff in down here. Not quite sure what's going on. Not that. Most of them are sort of left in the area. So there's another rhino down there, because they're not after me, I'll eat. Actually, that's Rompaw, that's our male. And Robbie Bear is the number one captive breeding male in the world. So far, he has sired about 29 babies. Yeah, he gets into it, something. He's a boy. Okay, that's Another one is the access deer from up here. And then there's also some sheep out here in the grass. These are called Armenian bouffon. Now they're smaller than domestic sheep. The size was bred into domestic sheep. So why would they wear more wool to get off the water? So why are sheep smaller and quicker looking than their domestic counterparts? And then again, more rhinos. We do have one of the largest captive breeding populations of rhinos in the world here in the park. Now, the little one laying down here, he's a little bummed out right now because his mom is Jamia, the one that's back there with the baby Jetta. And the females only keep their young around until they have the next one and then chase them away. So he's sort of gone over here to Gopara and Graham. Like, I just want somebody to keep company with. He did lay outside of his mom's moment after the first week of his drive. Oh, it was so sad. It was so pathetic. Yeah. Got a couple more sheep out there. Now, coming up out here on the little plateau, there's some little sand ones with white belts, and there's also a dark one. Those are called black bucks. Now, they get the name black bucks because the male, as they get older, turn a deep, dark, chocolate colored brown. Now, you can actually see two males out there, and there's two different territories out there on that plateau. And the males all have their own territories. Females come and go however they want. But the boys do stay put in one spot. Coming up here is the rest of the male guys. Now, the male guy means blue cow, but it is the male, not the female, that turn that silvery color as they get older. Now you gotta look at that face. Scrunchy nose, though. But the female, now look at them. Both of them have the black and white stripes on the teeth. So it looks like they're wearing Bobby Fox. But that one elk, she's pretty darn sure she's an antelope. She's not. We do have some shaggy deer here in the street. These are some more of our sandbars. And what's interesting here, too, when you look out across this exhibit, you could fit a whole traditional zoo into this one exhibit. So we do see a lot of behaviors here that are unique and that you would see in the wild, but you don't see in a traditional setting. But now that's pretty much going to do it for Asian Plains. We're going to head back over into East Africa. Now, as we come through here, there's going to be a couple spots where if you take a deep breath, it will bring tears to your eyes. And we're sorry about that. But we call it Essence of the Park. Also known as Zoodoo. But when you have about 2,000 animals, you're going to have quite a bit of that. So we do have a little golden one right down through the feeder. That's a Ugandan cob. Some more around the hilltop. Now, the cob is one of the most numerous animals of Africa, although we do have the largest breeding herd here outside of Africa.
A rhino?
What did
the rhino get?
Coming up, we have some brown two-tone animals right from the little saddle of the hill, a couple of miles ahead. These are called Penny Impala. Penny Impala can run at speeds of up to 55 miles an hour. Now, if predators get too close, they can jump. They can go 30 feet forward and 10 feet high.
Wow.
Basically, they can jump over one car in the train here. And last year, we had 31 Impala babies born within a six-day period. Okay, that's called simultaneous calving. And animals do that in the wild because basically it's flooding market. If you have more young born in one short period of time, there is a much better chance most of them will survive to adulthood than if they're born one here, one there, and spread them out here. Because predators can pick them off better that way. Now, out there on the hill, we've got some silver ones. Those are white-bearded ewe or common wildebeest. Which you can see in the migratory herds of Africa of over 100,000. There's also some brown shaggy ones laying down out here. These are called Lake Victoria Gafasa waterbuck. Name's a little bit bigger than they are. But like their name implies, they do spend quite a bit of time in and around the water. So they have a very oily coat that helps protect them from the effects of the water. They're really not hunted by humans for food because they're just a little bit too oily to eat, and the oil has permeated into their meat. More impalas.
Hi guys.
Okay, gorgeous. Okay, coming up here, we're going to see some birds that are having a very bad hair day.
What?
Kind of look like somebody grounds some stuff in an old-fashioned safety brush on their head, doesn't it? Now these birds will pair bonds for life, but they also stand about 4 feet tall, and in Africa they're kept as pets because they love to eat the nails of the garden, so they're put in the garden and keep all the bugs out of the garden. A couple more birds you going to saw right out there. Hi, girls. Now we have to go by North Africa over here on the left, but nobody's over here yet, so we'll keep going around the corner. Somebody. See a whole bunch of rhinos over there on the hillside. There are about six of them up there. Now the southern white rhino stands about 6 feet at the shoulder. They weigh over 5,000 pounds. Now since we opened in 1972, we have had 88 southern white rhinos born here.
What?
Okay, here we go. Over here on your left, we've got the white ones. We can't go to long-curved horn. Oh, scimitar horn oryx. They're considered to be true desert dwellers, so they do not need to drink water. They can get all the moisture they need from the food that they eat. Now, if moisture is or water is available, they will drink it, but they can't go their whole lifetime without it. So from here, look back up on the hill up there. Look at the horns on those cows. Those are called Ankole cattle. And both males and females get those horns. Those horns can get up to 7 feet from tip to tip and weigh over 1,000 pounds. Now, they're not wild. They have been domesticated in Africa for over 2,000 years. And they're thought to be the ancestors of the Texas longhorn. But our big male up there, who's got his horns down right at the moment, you could lay Shaquille O'Neal across his horns and he'd only overlap by about 3 inches. Got more birds. We've got someone else called Nile much way down here. Now, these are a funny little antelope. The females like to give birth in and around the water. So they'll construct some sort of raft out of reeds and give birth on the raft. They're also called a white black cob because you see, as the males get older, they get darker and that patch on their neck turns bright white. Now, not a really good look at the giraffes from here. So we've got some giraffes out here in the distance. It's called Berico giraffe. They can stand up to 18 feet tall. They have an 18-inch long black prehensile thumb. That thumb can reach out and grab one leaf or take a whole branch. And they've been studied for a lot of different things. Come to find out, they have the same number of vertebrae in their necks as we do. That number is 7. But also, the armed services, they call the gravity suits on their circulatory system because they have a very specialized system. But there's a lot of space from their feet up to their head to move blood around. And there's a baby walking out there along the road coming towards us. That's Kizzy Wanda. Her name means last born child. Because she's the last one of our previous male, Vidala. And when the females give birth, they do give birth standing up. See, that's a 6-foot drop. Now, what that drop does is, number one, it breaks the umbilical cord. Shock of landing gets them to breathe. And then once you've been dropped on your head at birth, everything else has got to look up. There's some big brown ones down there with long horns. Those are called fringe-eared oryx. We'll see some cousins of theirs in just a minute over here in South Africa. And that's pretty much going to do it now for East. For now, we will come back here one more time. Now, still a Barbary red deer. It's the only deer known to inhabit the continent of Africa. Some of them are too. Everybody else is an eland and oryx, a gazelle, antelope, whatever. Those are the only deer. Okay, well, now we're coming into South Africa, down here below us on the right. Got the little brown ones out there laying down. Called Blesbach, not been seen in the wild for since about 1830. Actually, there are a couple of poor farmers who thought the numbers were getting kind of low, so they started breeding them on the farm. That's the only reason we have them today. You can see a couple of zebras out towards the center. There's that one funky looking tree down there. Those are Hartman's mountain zebras. Much easier stripes to read on those than what we saw earlier. Very wide stripes. And as you come around this exhibit, if you look at the trees, notice the trim job. Please don't think our horticulture department went down. But this is a really good indicator that we have giraffes in our backyard. Now, down by the trees, down here, there's three rhinos. The two that are towards the left are northern white rhinos. The one on the right is a southern white male. The northern white rhino is the most endangered animal in the world today, with an estimated population of 34. Now, we do have three here at the park. There's seven in the Czech Republic, estimated 24 in the wild. They will be extinct within the next 50 to 60 years, mainly because they're not breeding in captivity. There's only been four births in the last 40 years. And every time our male goes over to our females, they try to kill him. So they literally put them down. No one walks along the road there. Look at the massive horns that girl has. So she sticks her horns under Uncle Lucy's belly, and she flips him. He goes flying horn over tea kettle, lands flat on his back. He's here, you think he's dead. He'll lay there for about 20 minutes, gets up, goes away from his back in 6 months, tries again. Same thing. Now, both of those girls are also over 30 years old, so that's possibly the upper end of rhino breeding. Now, there's two more rhinos also out there. Those are two southern white females that have had 15 babies between the two of them. And we thought if the males tried to breed those, the other girls might say, oh, they're allowed to do that. Nope. So far, they think they're on vacation. Now, these animals will be extinct, though, like I said, within the next 50 to 60 years. Although they are getting desperate enough to try things like artificial insemination and surrogacy. But those are very difficult procedures. And they're hard to do on something our size, much less a 5,000-pound animal that you can't really explain it to. You know, inherent communication problems there. Now, the northern white has the most massive horns of any of the riders, so that's why they're being killed. Now, you notice the rocks around the trees? That's to protect the trees from the rhinos. Because we found out that if you have a 5,000-pound rhino rubbed against you consistently, the trees do not stand up very long. So we put the rocks there. The rhinos don't like stepping on the rocks. The trees last longer. A couple of pretty good-sized eland laying down here by the trees in the grass. Those are called elands. And the eland is the largest antelope of Africa. It can get up to over 1,800 pounds. And to get away from predators, they can jump straight up 8 feet in the air. They do not need to get a running start. They just don't. Okay, we'll finish up South Africa in a little bit. We're going to go through the birds. So we have to separate them out. Now, the kudu can get up to about 350 pounds. That bird weighs 3 pounds. We're going to do more damage, you know? But that's really not the worst one. We do have a rhino out there that can't stand butterflies. So we'll have to see if we can find him. It's hysterical to see this 3,500-pound rhino chasing a butterfly. Okay, but here we go. Coming into our Asian watering hole. As we come in here, we've got some sheep down there in the dirt. A couple of them down by the road. We call Trans-Champion Duriel. That's what all sheep have been traced back to, so they are considered to be ancestral sheep. More out there at a feeder in the center. And on the rocks over there. A couple small deer, though, laying down here by the rocks. They're full grown. Starting to grow antlers. They're called hog deer. Now, they get the name hog deer because they like to put their heads down and barrel right on through the underbrush. Make no pretense whatsoever of being dainty. You hear this ruckus to come and you think it's something the size of a cow and out pops that thing. Okay, more sheep out there on the rocks. Of course, there's the one in the feeder. Once you are in the feeder, it is yours. That's our version of dining in. But look at some of those rams. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're really good Dodge commercials, wouldn't they? Especially the one in the feeder. A couple more little homes here by the tree. There's a baby right there. She's about a month old. A couple more sheep up here on the rock. And then coming around the corner right here at the feeder, we've got a very classic animal. Big round here. It's called an Eastern Weasel or European bison. Now, we used to call the bison a buffalo. So now this is related to the North American bison, whether Yellowstone or Santa Catalina Island are considered bison, they're not buffalo. Now, we spent 150 years calling the bison a buffalo. Probably take 100 years to get them switched around. There were some news reports not too long ago about a buffalo roundup, but they were chasing bison, not buffalo. And there's differences between the two. A bison will get a winter coat. They get the hump on their neck as they get older, and they have a very big, squared-off head. Buffalo still look like cows. Bison come from northern climates. That's why they have a winter coat. Buffalo are tropical and temperate zone animals. Now, these are endangered like the North American bison, mainly due to overhunting. But then also, if that other feeder out there, there's a beautiful rack of antlers out there. The Chinese white lived here, and if he looks up, he'd see where he gets named, and he's got a white ring around his muzzle. There he goes, hey, sweetie. Wouldn't he make a good got milk commercial? Now, his antlers this year stand almost 9 feet high. When he reaches his full maturity, though, those antlers are going to be over 12 feet from the ground up. He's got a way to go yet. Now, also out here in the water by the bison, there's some shaggy deer over there and some down in the dirt. Called Pear David's deer have not been seen in the wild for over 3,000 years. We never even knew the Pear David's existed until the late 1860s when they were found in the Emperor's Private Zoo in Beijing. And there's only about 1,500 today, up from a population of 6 in 1900. Okay, you like goats? Here we got goats. And these are called Turkoman Markhor. Now, Markhor aren't hysterical. I'm surprised nobody's up there in the tree because they'd love to climb trees. But Markhor means snake-like. And if you look at the males, they get very long, curvy, snake-like horns. That's where they get their name. There's more goats down here on the bottom except on those trees. Blend in nicely down there, don't they? That's called cryptic coloration. We'll see some really good examples of that in a few minutes. But cryptic coloration means you really don't see them until they move. So you walk right into the
Yeah.
Hey, very hazy view of the valley today. And a sample of the valley is an agricultural preserve. Now, in this preserve, the park does have 2,100 acres. Of that, we've only developed 800, so we do have room to grow. So we have set aside over 1,000 acres of the natural preserve. Because the habitat here is called Coastal Sage and Scrub. And it is one of the fastest habitats in the world. It only extends about 20 to 30 miles inland from the coastline. Most people won't live somewhere along the coast, especially in Southern California. It would be very hypocritical of us if we spent all this time, effort, and money to save animals and habitats from around the world if we ignored our own backyard. Now, coming up here by the bison, we do have some cows called Java Bonteng from the Isle of Java, which is one of the most densely human-populated islands in the world. Now, these are all females here. Males are black, but they both have a very distinctive white rump patch. That's champagne. And also, when you look out the Dolphins exhibit, there's 300 animals in this one exhibit alone. So we think our keepers do an excellent job, because every day, in addition to feeding and cleaning out here, they do have to visually ID every single animal. Well, there's a lot of places out there for an animal to hide in the herd, because the males will fight over territories, they'll fight over females, they'll fight just to have it. We have to make sure everybody's okay. But there's also a lot of places out there for females to hide newborns. Because a lot of the babies, for the first month, they're 2 weeks to keep up with mom and dad. And they don't have a scent either. So if they don't have a scent, then they're safer if they're away from everybody else. Because predators will scent on the herd, not on the baby. Now, the next place we're going to stop at, just a minute, is a keeper's nightmare, especially during baby season. But we'll get to that in a moment. Now, right along the wall, though, out there, you can see some birds. Coming back into South Africa here. These are ostrich. They can stand up to 9 feet, 9 inches tall, weigh 350 pounds, and run at speeds of over 40 miles an hour. But they cannot fly, which is good. Would you honestly want a 350-pound bird flying over your head?
No.
Or nesting over your car at night?
No.
Okay, no umbrella in the world would protect you from that. Yeah. Now, something those birds cannot do, though, is stick their heads in the sand. What they do, if Once they're laying down and they spot a predator, they're going to put their head and neck out flat. So they're going to look like dry grass or a rock. But they cannot stick their heads in sand. That is a cartoon moment. Now, predators get too close, so they can kick. And they have been known to disembowel a lion with one kick. There's no way. Okay, but here we go. We'll come back to the keeper's nightmare. All the females in this next exhibit can give birth to twins or triplets. Within an hour, these babies can outrun a human and keep up with mom and dad. This is our mountain habitat. Now, just look, they're all over the rocks. There's a whole bunch of them up here towards the front of the train, while we're walking right up there. They're just all over the place. Now, these are, again, really good examples of cryptic coloration, because you really don't see them until they move. Now, the brown ones are the long serrated horns. Those are called Siberian ibex. The shaggy ones with the short V-shaped horns, those are Himalayan tar. And then there's also some sheep in here called European bullfrog. Now, they can make it from top to bottom or bottom to top in 17 seconds or less. And the favorite keeper's just a wee tad longer. But they can do it because they have a specialized hoof. And this hoof has a hard outer shell and a soft inner core, so it's like they're using suction cups as they go up and down here.
Oh, bad.
I'm cold.
And you actually can see quite a few of my moment if you just look on the log. And just so you know, there's 56 of them in here. Now, this is the only exhibit that we do have to import 100% of the food. Because when we first put them in here, we just put the fence line up there, and it had all the vegetation in there, but it took them less than 6 months to eat every scrap of vegetation out of there. But do you see how that can be right here? Just think, when there's babies, they can outrun you within an hour. So right down here, nothing. I think it's been hours sitting here watching. The more you look, the more. Now, we're going to go by some vultures up here in just a moment. As we go by these vultures, you do need to have a sense of humor, especially when you see this cedar, because our keepers are very proud of this and their artistic ability. Although it doesn't really look like anything we've ever seen before. But the general consensus was, if you are a vulture, this is going to be your dinner plate. And actually, some of the birds are hiding on the road right here. They're actually quite pretty for a vulture. They're called Griffin's Ruffles vultures. Oh, one right there on the fence with them. Hi. What are you doing up here? Hello. Now, they're much cuter than those turkey vultures that are hanging around here. But they're being studied for their metabolism. Because those birds can eat meat, vultures, anthrax, or botulism, and not have a problem. Okay, squirrel, move. Thank you. You almost lost your tail. He's over there. But anyway, we want to figure out how they can eat that meat, because they can eat the meat, and there is no trace of the disease in their feces afterwards. Anthrax is the biggest biological warfare threat to man, so we need to figure this out. Now, here we go. We've got some of the giraffes coming up here. Out there in the center, there's only four of them there. We're going to see the biggest juvenile, the one in the park, as we come around the corner and look back out by the boma. The big dark giraffe, his name is Ivan. Ivan, yeah, there he is. Old, dumpy, old self. Now, Ivan, like I said, he is a giraffe. His favorite game is to go for the elands, the oryx, the buffalo, the rhinos, anybody with horns or nets. He pushes everybody. Put his foot on their heads and push our heads down. They don't like that. And lots of times he gets his hoof stuck in their horns. So he's jumping around trying to get unstuck. They're jumping around trying to get him unstuck. And one day somebody had enough of him and turned around and bit the end of his tail off. So we call him Ivan the Terrible. Now, if anything is going on out here, Ivan is in the middle of it. If he's not, he started to turn around and walk away. He is a rat. Okay, down in the dirt down below us, there's some gem fox. There's a couple of them walking right along the road here. Now, the gem fox is the largest oryx of Africa. And they actually have a beautiful lavender color to the coat of the sun. This one does try. But now, their cousins are the fringe-eared oryx that we saw already. That's all we've got to be right here.
And that is the only color they come in. But they do live out in the Gobi Desert of Mongolia and China, so that's a good color to be. Now, the main reason they've never been domesticated, though, they are fairly ornery. And if you get on their back, they're not going to buck you off. What they like to do is lay down, roll over, and then try to stomp you.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very good deterrent to get facility around the world that has these different animals we all belong to. And we do trade in facilities around the world to get the best genetics for our animals. Now, we know we're not going to be able to save them all. We're just going to try and save as many as we can. Now, coming up after, we have a little island where we built some of our ground nesting birds. Now, two of the birds that are on that island are ours. Four is pelicans, two others, cranes out here, and one goose is ours. Everybody else is a freeloader. Now, we can tell the difference between our birds and everybody else because everybody else can fly. And our birds aren't allowed to fly. Now, it's not because we have magnetic force fields overhead. There's no invisible net, so you don't say, hey, birds, don't fly. So they really don't pay much attention to that. But we are federally required by law to pinion them. And pinioning is a real quick surgical procedure that makes one wing shorter than the other. Our birds can still fly short distances. They just can't get the altitude to get up and over. So basically, anything that's flying is a freeloader. Got some of the waddle cranes there looking for bugs. But now, coming up here on your left, there's some zebras in the back. There's supposed to be some rhinos in here, too. This is the ones where the can't-stand butterflies are here. So I put them over here because they do less damage. But they're black rhinos. They can get up to 3,500 pounds. Now, like all the other rhinos, they can only see 30 feet, they can run 30 miles an hour, so still, think about 3,500 pounds running that to 35 miles an hour. They can do some damage. Now, they're called black because when they're first discovered, they're rolling around the black volcanic mud dust, but I think they're hiding. So pick a rock, catch a rock, and that's basically what they look like. The zebra, though, which we didn't get a good view of them either, those were grant zebras, and one of the most common zebra there. And we do have more invasive plants and trees here than we do animals. So our plant collection is worth more than our animal collection. Just some little falcons, because that was right back there by the wall. Now, the colony is one of the most important places in the world. The colony is one of the most important places in the world. This one moves about 35 miles an hour. But they get their way from the cheetahs 9 times out of 10 if the cheetah starts their attack too soon. Because the cheetah can only run at 68 miles an hour, 400 yards. The colony can hold their speed for a couple of miles. Now, we do have part of Africa across from us. That's where we do have the cheetahs. There's more and more hogs. That here talks to the food colonies like we call coffee and bottom of us. All sorts of things over there. There's even a giraffe feeding station there, so from 10 to 3 every day, you can buy some biscuits and feed the giraffe if they want something to eat. So go check that out. And a lot of those plants are native to Africa. Now, also when you're down here, you can see our bonobos are pygmy chimps. We're going to go by their exhibit up here in just a moment. But we're not going to stop. Because over the years, there's been just a little bit too much interaction between people on the plains and the chimps. And the people on the plains thought it was really quite hysterical to teach them very obscene and offensive hand gestures. And if we stop, they think they're supposed to show them to us. They're hiding somewhere. And it's gestures that you don't want to see in traffic, much less from a chimp. And if we stop, they usually start with things like the international howdies. And it goes downhill from there. And it's really quite amazing what they know, and it can be quite the eye-opening experience. So the keepers and the researchers have both said, you know, those are learned behaviors. Those aren't natural. We're not allowed to stop anymore. So no telling what we're going to learn next. Okay, now let's start with a coffee. Beautiful animals. First found in the rainforest areas of Africa in the early 1900s. Aren't they gorgeous? Aren't they pretty? Beautiful velvety coats. A lot of people think they're related to the zebra. They're not. They're related to the giraffe. And then down below us on our left section that goes up during our show, and they have, it goes up about 500 feet, and the birds come flying on out of there and land on the audience. Now we do have a fairly hefty food bill this month, I'm sure you can imagine. We put out things barbettes, European rollers, there's a minga, bald-headed ibis, open-billed storks, spoon-billed storks. So some absolutely gorgeous ones, some really funny-looking ones. Go see them. We also have a flamboyant of flamingos come around the corner. Now, these are Chilean flamingos. And when you have a group of them, they are not called a flock. They are called a flamboyant. They do not like to be yelled at, stared at, or smiled at. See, your teeth is one of the worst things you can ever do to a gorilla. And if they think there's a threatening nest, they have been known to just have an organic nature. So you can. Now, if you have another chance to find me, I'm coming up here on our left. There's a baby just about 18 months old in here. A female stuck down here on the log. Male swinging around on the bed. The female's got the baby with her right here. Oh, so here's one of the males right here. Now, you know what's neat? Those are not monkeys. Those are apes. And to tell the difference with a primate, if it has a tail, it's a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's considered to be an ape. Okay, last but not least, we have Laura T.
Those are
different boy?
Oh my goodness, look at that.
Holding the baby.
They
want to keep their back.
Do you want to see her again? It's hardly, but I think it's far.
Looks like they're having a conference.
They're doing something. They're looking at something.
Man, the baby's so tiny.
People must be mean to these things. That's why they're at the back.
It.
Yeah. He's laying down there relaxed, that one is.
Mm-hmm.
They flat don't hardly look here at all.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The way they sit with their back, so.
Kind of right
here. Yeah.
People, so you know.
So they don't. I guess they're used.
Thank you.
pretty good.
Yeah. Take a picture of some of the signs.
Good idea.
Okay.
There's a little baby duck over there.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Mm-hmm. Remind me of our little baby duck.
Yeah.
We're going to go up there and eat, and that big thing ran them off.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go up there and get something to eat. Getting wrestling around with it.
Bye bye.
Over here, Brian, look.
Bye.
Is she a sweetheart?
Yes, yeah, she is.
Take a picture of me, all right?
Yeah. Now, what part?
Just look at this right here. Hold it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't put your fingers up here at all, okay? Okay. So you hold it right like that.
Uh huh.
Okay, I'm just.
Is it going right now? Honey, it's not going.
What do you mean it's not going?
Oh.
Going.
Okay, I'm sitting watching you.
Well, I can't see through that thing.
Sweetheart, you don't look there. You look right here.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, okay. You look right there. See that? See? It's got a lot of... Sometimes you have to go like this or whatever, you know, but look at it.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's another little one over there. See that?
Yeah, that's cute, isn't it?
It's all over. There's a little guy over here. Hey, guy. Hey, little fella. Yeah. Are you having fun? See a little baby one over there?
Yeah, isn't it cute?
It's a pretty thin one. Go ahead and give it one, sweetheart. This is Dakota, her second day of driving our new tractor. She's trying to weave it back and forth like I do on the car.
Yeah. This is the date. Do you have the date on?
Well...
28th. The
29th of March. No, I think it's on there someplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where.
March 29th, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Got her little hands going
every which way. Saying I love you. be glad to see this one these days. Get up there and go turn around down there for me now, okay? Keep your hands on the steering wheel. That's better than going down here to the Penny Arcade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got that in the yard. Don't cost you much to drive it around a little bit. Teaches them how to work. We got the Listeria in bloom today.
You got that Irish in the back?
Yeah, I got that too, sweetheart. And the birds.
Did I tell you I saw a little hummingbird today?
Yeah.
A monarch butterfly.
Mm-hmm. There's a peanut out there grazing in the pasture. I think that pasture is going to be pretty good if I can get those weed seeds down. Better go get the tractor and not leave it running by itself. Put it up there in the flower bed so you won't. I've been recording this.
No.
5 minutes.
Exactly.
Seems a lot longer than that, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though? Oh!
What?
Oh, yes.
Just like Dakota. I never saw such two girls in my life.
Can you see those?
Yeah, I see them.
Those are quince blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
Mhm. You see this? This is Marilyn. Isn't she beautiful?
No,
drive the tractor. This one. No. That's it.
Yeah. off, Dad? Can I get painted up after I harness it back up?
And harness her up? Yeah. We can pick her, get her up and harness her up. Now, do you think you can start it? Remember how I told you to start it? You have to push that top pedal all the way forward till it clicks. No, the top pedal. You have to push that top pedal all the way forward till it clicks. And then do that. You have to do that all the way forward and do that. It says, no, the other way. No, the other way. That's it. Now push the foot pedal. Hold it over that way. Watch. See, that's it. That's what you have to do. She's learning how. You like that, Dakota? You what?
I don't want to hurt Tina. I want to let her have some free time with you.
Well, you need to brush her up a little bit. You do need to give her, get her harnessed and give her some exercise, though, sweetheart. Because it's not right not to exercise her, is it? She gets all stoved up and stuff and gets old, like, when she doesn't get exercise. Okay? All right? Well, you can play with her after you drive her around the place a couple of times, okay? Two times, okay.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Agapeo si, agapete.
Can we get Cutie out?
No, not Cutie.
I
want
to do something.
We're gonna take Cutie and Tremor one of these days.
I want to get Cutie out and, you know.
I need to trim her. I think I'll get her out today while you're doing that, and I think I will trim her. How's
no,
that?
No, I want to lead her.
Okay, I'm going to get her out. Okay.
I'm going to play with Cutie.
Okay, let's...
Instead of Peter.
Well, you wouldn't play with Cutie very long. You'd be hollering and screaming for mercy. Won't you? Goat and the duck and... Well, there's Peanut and Cutie. We don't have any pictures of... What are you doing, Cutie? Old Cutie, the goat. Yeah, I want to get them where you can see them here pretty soon. She'll pull your pants off if you don't watch out. She'll grab a hold of you. Get your clothes.
You mean my jeans?
Yeah, she'll get them. Or your shirt. Either one, she'll eat the buttons off your shirt.
She will.
Yeah, she will.
I see you looking at me.
Yeah, she's kind of trying to see.
She needs her bangs trimmed.
Yeah, she's going to get trimmed up real good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, there it goes on, okay?
Well, I wasn't. Let's get over here.
You have to point it at me, sweetheart.
What?
See that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, are you going to... They're going to get a hair trim today.
Yep, she's going to get a haircut today. I used to take her and tie her to the. Look at the duck back there looking at her, sweetheart.
Huh?
Go get a picture of the duck, want to know what's going on. She
there she is.
She
what's her name? Sunny?
She sees them out here and she wants to come with them.
She's busy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shut it off. How do you shut this off?
Push the button.